July 1917. We have just got in from a 7 day spell in the frontline trenches, and I hadn't a chance of writing to you from there. We were pretty when we came out. 7 days without a wash or a shave and covered with mud, the result of a very heavy thunderstorm. And, as we were out in the open trenches without shelters, we were pretty nearly washed out. Fortunately, the sun has plenty of power in these days, and so we are only inconvenienced for 1 day. The trouble is the beetles, thousands of them. Rats there were none, as these were new trenches into which we had dug ourselves. One officer said, "When you're up here, you should study beetles to pass the time away." And another officer replied, "My time is occupied by studying shells." We had some Canadian lumbermen in our camp back here cutting down some trees, 100 to 120 feet high. It's marvellous in what a remarkably short time they cleared them all. The sergeant's mess was made of a big cart sheet supported by a pole suspended between two trees. We put two uprights in to support the mess. Between one of the trees and the mess, there was half an inch clearance, and an inch clearance from a hut on the other side. And yet he dropped the tree without touching either erection. They dropped the tree where they had wanted it to an inch. I spoke to one of them and mentioned trees, and he said, "Trees? This is only scrub." What a terrible affair that last air raid was. That was like the Boche. He's not a fair fighter. He is afraid to meet our men on equal terms or with the odds against our men. It's marvellous to see the way our airmen worry the Boche. He flies over the Hun trenches at a height of 100 to 200 feet and watches their every movement, all the time the target for a perfect hail of machine gun bullets and shell fire. He must be an absolute terror to them. No one could ever say enough praise of our flying men. When they go over the line, they fly at absurdly low altitudes and by their manoeuvres simply beg the Huns to come out and fight. If the Germans come over our lines, it is generally at such a height that one cannot see them, just the shells bursting out of them. The Huns hardly dare to put up an observation balloon, as our chaps are over it in no time. Dropping bombs on undefended citizens is more in the German line. It is hoped they will take reprisals now. I know our airmen would simply detest doing it, but I'm afraid it's the only way we have of protecting our poor women and children. We've just finished a short spell in the trenches again, at least for a while, as we are in for a special training stunt again. Frankly, we are glad to get into the trenches, despite what it means now and again, as we get fed with all sorts of new stunts while behind the line. I read that they intend to give conscientious objects the right to vote again. What a ghastly shame. They don't deserve to share any citizenship rights. They should be shipped to Germany, the country for which they seem to have such consideration. Life under German regime and discipline would be the right kind of punishment. We would be well rid of them. The difficulty would be to find a country ready to accept them. All honour to the Heben and Hetton miners who have refused to work alongside them. Our airmen still continue to do their manoeuvres in the air. They loop the loop, do the spinning dive head down, and then the spinning dive tail down. They turn their machines over and over sideways, make their planes skid as if down a mountainside. Then they will do all the lot, one after another, finishing up by swinging their machines from one side to the other like a pendulum without any support. The only thing one can compare it to is a cockle shell of a boat being tossed about from wave to wave at an incredible speed.